The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
Now, ahead of Cork's Munster LGFA Senior Football Championship opening round clash with Tipperary, we are delighted to be joined here on the Big Red Bench by Niamh Avon and Cork senior footballer Grace Murphy. Grace, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
Very good, thanks, Ger. A lot better after last weekend anyway.
Yes, a lot better after last weekend. Before we talk and look ahead to the Munster Championship, which starts at Park Earing on Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, April 25th against Tip, the good news for Cork LGFA and senior football, in your own words, shouting at me and all the media afterwards, is we're back. So a fantastic result to beat Galway in the National League Division 1 final at the TUS Gaelic Grounds. We were there, we were in the aftermath of it, we were talking to yourself as well. How good were the celebrations that night, or can you go into too many details on that?
We definitely enjoyed ourselves all right, but we're obviously conscious that we've championship in a week's time. That's where our priorities lie, I suppose. It was more just the atmosphere all this week and stuff was great. It was great to get a win. I think it's good for us as a team and it's good for the county as well. Obviously, we've had a bit of a lull in regards to silverware these last couple of years. So it was just great to bring something back and all the support that we got. Every year, really. It was great to give something back to all of those supporters and all the people who put so much time into Cork LGFA.
Yeah, very well said. And I think that is the thing I've noticed about it, the vibe since then. There's a feel-good factor around this particular panel of players, not just because you won the National League Division 1 title, but you've come straight up from Division 2. So, as we've been told many times before, and Joe is very happy to point out to us, Joe Carroll, the manager, you know, a lot of people in the media were saying, you know, if Cork stay up, they'll be doing well, first year back up. You didn't think like that at all. So obviously you wanted to do as well as you possibly could in Division 1, Grace. But at what point did you kind of realise, hang on here, like, we're on a run here, or did you think that from the beginning?
I think that we didn't actually think too far ahead that way. I think they're very good, the management, Joe, Chris, everyone inside there, just keeping it one game at a time. And then it actually got to the point where we were keeping it one half at a time. And I think that kind of method really worked well for us. We were able to keep our heads in the game. And there were so many times throughout the league campaign that we might not have been in the position that we wanted to be in, whether it be coming in at half time, whether it be 15 minutes into a game or 15 minutes to go in a game. So that kind of mindset of just concentrating on being in the moment and the next ball, the next play, I think that's what kind of got us our success. So there was no point really that I was thinking, oh, we're on for a win here. But at the same time, we tried to keep our confidence. There was a lot of, as you said, negative talk about us the whole time before. But we just tried to block it out, I think. And it obviously did us good in the long term.
It certainly did, because what a run the National Football League you went on. I mean, going up to Armagh and winning, going out to Kerry and winning. I know the weather and the conditions, and you're not necessarily playing teams, you know, championship teams, but it's the same for Cork. How much of suffering relegation as a county and drove this group? Because there's a resolve, and there's a few players that were there a while back, as far back as 2018. There's only a handful of them left now. This is a very different panel that you've become a part of, Grace. There's a lot of players coming in for the first time, a lot of different clubs involved as well. But, you know, the resolve of going down and suffering relegation and coming straight back up, getting out of Division 2 is not easy. Anyone that knows anything about ladies football knows how difficult, just like the men, with the Cork senior men, getting out of Division 2 can be. But you did it at the first attempt. And I noticed that this is a hardened team now, in terms of there's a bit of resolve and a bit of bite about you. And it certainly helped you this year.
Definitely. Well, I think Shauna Kelly actually put us best kind of back in January, where Cork are not a Division 1 team, do you know, or sorry, you can cut that part out. Cork are not a Division 2 team. Traditionally, they've always been Division 1. We would have all grown up watching the Cork ladies footballers competing and winning Division 1, competing and winning at the highest standard. And a lot of the girls, as you said, have been involved the last couple of years and have just been unlucky, really. But there's never been a point where they weren't able to be Division 1. So I think we've never held ourselves to a lower standard than Division 1. And that kind of helped us get our confidence about us and not be too nervous going up against these big teams like Kerry and going all the way up to Armagh. And I think this win now is going to help us and build that confidence again.
It certainly is. The other thing, I suppose, before we just get into the Munster Senior Football Championship, Grace, the new rules, they've definitely suited you. And I know you, as a centre forward and as a forward, you're able to just... How has it helped you? Oh, that's the easiest question.
I suppose just before they came in, we were kind of wondering, would they? A lot of the time they were talking about there is going to be a more physical game. We were kind of having to judge how that was going to work. But the Solon goal is obviously really suiting us. I mean, we've a lot of very pacey players on the team, so that does suit us. We must kind of get our heads around the two-pointer yet, and we might find a bit of success there. But it's just great. I think for us as players, it's super. It's giving us a bit more freedom on the pitch and letting the play move a lot freer. And I think for the supporters, it's just so much more entertaining to watch. I think every single game now this year has been just such a higher standard to watch. So much more enjoyment there. And it's just great to get a bit of respect into the ladies' football. I mean, they were so successful in the men's football. So I think there was no reason not to bring them in into the ladies' game then as well.
Yeah, well said. We'll agree with you on that. Last year, you came out of a National League Division 2 final at Croke Park. You were unlucky to lose to Galway in that. You went straight into the Munster Championship, lost to Kerry, beat Tipperary down in Federer on a very difficult day, and then lost to Waterford. So that experience, I would imagine, is that in the back of your minds as you prepare for Tipperary, that the Munster Senior Football Championship now in the LGFA is as tight and as difficult as it has ever been because you've got three quality opponents, and whatever's gone before and the success that you've had in the National League, and you fully deserved it, is last year a bit of a warning sign that you've got to be ready for this?
We would have been preparing and being as ready as we possibly could be, whether we won, lost, or draw last weekend, really. Like I said, we're concentrating on every single match. It's definitely going to be in the back of the mind of a few of the girls, but I mean, it's kind of our choice whether we leave that drive us on or whether we kind of get a bit scared and get a bit caught up by that. Every single team is out there to win. There's no team that wants to be getting beaten by a team, whether they're Division Two or Division One. So I think everyone's going to be performing at their best and striving to play their best on the day, no matter what the circumstances was last year or this year.
You never get an easy game from Tip. They're always awkward opponents. And in fact, it's in Parky Ring where you've had a good run this year. I mean, that's probably a positive for you too. And the fact it's a Saturday night throw-in as well at 7 o'clock, you'd be hoping that a big crowd turns up because crowds have started to come back on this National League run. But you would be the first person to tell me that, you know, this is a serious Tip team. They are Division Two, but when it comes to Munster Championship, they don't really have any fear of Cork. So you need to be on it from the first minute.
Definitely. We'd know a couple of the Tip girls as well because we played UCC with them this year. They're a quality team. So we're going to prepare for them like we would any other team. Hopefully, it'll be a very good match. We're very lucky to have home advantage, I think, for the first one. It'd be nice to settle into it that way. But yeah, we'll be preparing our way this week and hopefully going into the game nice and calm and collected.
There's a few Naomh Vaughan teammates on the Cork Intercounty panel. Do you travel together? And if so, what is that experience like?
Yeah, it's just super having the Naomh Vaughan girls inside there. It was very handy to have people you know when you're going in. Obviously, it's my first year in there, so it's nice to have a few familiar faces. And we are kind of all over. Lydia's up in UL at the moment, or up in Mary Eye, should I say. Rosie's full-time dentist as well, so she's kept preoccupied off the pitch as well. But it's great to have them in there, get a bit of team spirit in there, and when you already have a few teammates, it's a lot easier to get closer with the other ones. So it's super, and it's just super for Naomh Vaughan as a club as well. We're kind of a younger team when we were always a bit lower divisions and stuff. So it's, I think it's great for the club to see that all the hard work and the commitment the club is putting into us as players is hopefully paying off for them.
Indeed, and we're going to be talking a lot about Naomh Vaughan as the year goes on, but right now it's all about Cork Senior Football and in the LGFA in the Munster Senior Championship, that first round game against Tipperary. Just finally, Grace, you've made the step up to Intercounty, and that forward role and the new rules and the Solon goal suits your type of game, but it is still an intensely physical game at this level. But do you feel you've had a good look at it now? You've been involved in the training side of it, the strength and conditioning, the fact that you've been through a successful National League campaign heading into this Munster Championship as an individual player, are you more confident now just in your setup and around you?
Definitely. I was so lucky with the management that we have and the team that we have. They trusted me a lot, I think, putting me in centre forward on my first year up. But it was great. They're super to build my confidence. And all the girls were. I was so lucky that I have great leadership on the pitch. There's girls with experience, and then there's girls who are closer in age with me as well. So they're kind of proving it doesn't matter what age you are, what how much experience you have. We're all the one team on the pitch, and everyone's there to support each other and drive each other on. So I'm very lucky to have that kind of setup in there.
And they're very lucky to have a forward like yourself. And ahead of Saturday night's Cork's Munster LGFA Senior Football Championship opening round clash with Tipperary at Parky Ring with a 7 o'clock throw-in on Saturday, April 25th. Grace Murphy, to you and to the Cork team, we wish you all the best and thank you for your time here on the Big Red Bench.
Thanks very much, sir.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.